All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Merry Christmas, Grow Squad. Hope you're doing well on this beautiful Christmas morning. Hope that, I don't want to say Santa, but hope that whoever brings you gifts has brought you some great, great gifts, great opportunities to celebrate and to move forward. If you were on last week, we talked a little bit about this Christmas season, this holiday season, what this thing looks like. But today I want to go a little bit deeper. We're going to talk a little bit about the holiday blues, right? And talk about a few things with regard to what the season brings to others that sometimes we overlook. Let's pray and move forward. God, we thank you once again for all that you do. This is the last, I believe, well, almost the last Wednesday of the year. I think it is. We thank you so much for sparing our lives to see it. Thank you so much for all that you've done to just kind of help us move forward and closer to our goals and dreams. We pray now that you'll be with us and guide us. Amen. How to beat the holiday blues. Yeah, I like that. How to beat the holiday blues. I've got some startling statistics that you may not have thought about amidst all the celebration. And again, this is not an opportunity for me to rain on somebody's parade, excuse me, but I think also as we're celebrating, as we are enjoying the gifts and the gift of life that we have, there are people that suffer from seasonal depression, whether it be because they're far away from home. There are people in the military who are deployed. There are people who live abroad. There are students who can't get home. There are people who are unhoused that don't have the means. There are people who are housed that don't have means to get to their families as well. And there's something that I did not know was an official term. There's something called seasonal affective disorder, SAD. And about 5% of adults, studies say in the U.S., experience seasonal affective disorder, but the number can go as high as 20%. Check this out. The studies show, depending on where people may be located in the states. In other words, people who live in maybe climates or areas that may be more, I don't know, in their minds, depressing, the percentages are even higher. Studies show that women are diagnosed with SAD approximately 4 times more often than men. And people between the ages of 18 to 30 usually are diagnosed with this, but symptoms can begin at any age. It doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes in life, we ignore people that actually suffer with the holiday blues. Remember one time I was very jubilant and excited about Christmas, and I was sharing with this individual about my excitement, and they were looking at me like, would you shut up? I've been talking about all this great stuff around this holiday, and they were looking at me like, please be quiet. And I'm like, what's going on? And they said this to me, and I'll never forget the look on their face. They said, bro, I hate Christmas. I said, what? I can't stand the season. I hate the day. I hate what the day brings. And I wanted in my mind to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But no, that would have been inappropriate. I let them continue to go on to share with me their thoughts, their mindset toward Christmas. And what stuck out to me was that this individual had suffered great family tragedy on Christmas several years before. Family was broken up, torn to pieces. And they said, man, we've never recovered. So Christmas may be merry for you, but it's horrible for me. Not because they don't want other people to experience whatever joy it may bring to them, but it's in my own experience. I suffered great loss around Christmas time. My family was broken apart, never to be repaired ever, ever again. I can't stand Christmas. There are some people who, based on their religious beliefs, Christmas doesn't mean anything to them. They may say, hey, I respect you, and we should do the same in respecting other people's posture toward the day, the season. And there are some people who just think it's a bunch of hype. Just whatever. But I want to go back to those individuals that suffer from the holiday blues. There are some things, excuse me, that you can do leading up to this season if you know it's going to bring an extra dose of anxiety, of stress. The first thing I think that you should do is to find a person that you trust. Find a therapist or counselor and talk that thing out. The worst thing I think that we could do is bottle up our feelings in hopes that they go away. I am a champion for therapy. I'm a champion for counseling. I'm a champion for finding that trusted person that you believe in that can help you, that will help you walk this thing out. If you're struggling with, if you have bad feelings or bad thoughts or difficult memories surrounding this holiday season, I implore you, I encourage you to get it off your chest. Excuse me. To get it off your chest in a way that's productive by talking and walking through it. Another impactful strategy, I think, during this season that kind of helps you get through the blues of it all is to learn how to practice gratitude. You say, what do you mean? I don't mean to sound as straightforward as I sound. But here's the reality. Amidst everything that you and I have gone through in terms of loss, we can always find something to be grateful for. It's interesting because there was a lady who was near and dear to me when I lived in Charleston, South Carolina, who was a double amputee. Now, when I met her, she was not a double amputee, but she had some health challenges and some struggles. The doctors went on and just kind of tell her that the best course of action would be to amputate her legs. Not at the same time, but over the course of time. This lady never showed me a day where she was ever down. I mean, this lady is almost as if she got more vision. She gained more momentum as she lost her limbs. She never got a chance to realize this dream, but she said, hey, one day she told me, hey, I lost my leg. I'm going to lose the other one. But here's what I'm going to raise money to get me this van. And this van that I, and forgive me, I don't know the proper terminology with regard to the van, but one that she could accelerate and brake with her hands. I mean, she got a lot of momentum and was still grateful for life. I don't have my legs, but I have my arms, right? I can't walk, but I can sit up. I can't do X, Y, and Z. But I still have X, you know, and so there's always something that we could find to be, that we can be grateful for. And I would encourage you, one strategy you can use to help defeat the holiday blues is to practice gratitude. Now, one of the ways that you can practice gratitude, if in fact you're not into just traditional praying and talking it out, there's something called gratitude journaling. You can write out, all right, spell it out. As you're seeking to find things to be grateful for, you have opportunities to kind of write out and kind of compare list. I would suggest you can have a column or two columns with things you're not grateful for versus things that you are grateful for. And when I've done that before, I've always had a longer list of things that were going right than things that were. Was this list lengthy? Yeah, things were going wrong. But I was always able to find more things to be grateful for than things that I was not grateful for. In summary, the holiday blues is a real thing. People face it throughout the year, or every year, I should say. And if you're going through a tough time, not just today, but this season, I want you to know I'm praying for you. My thoughts are with you. You can reach out, DM, email me. I'd love to converse with you. But I hope that if, in fact, this day is not what it's all cracked up to be for you, hope that you can find strength in knowing that even miles and miles away, you've got somebody in your corner named Eugene Hamilton. And I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I'm wishing you nothing but positivity and great health moving forward. And I'm wishing you a prosperous new year as you move forward. Listen, I hope that you will share this podcast out, this episode out with individuals that may be struggling, may not be struggling, but that can share with somebody else. Thank you, Grow Squad, for your dedication, your commitment to me this year. Thank you for your support this year. 2025 is going to be off the chain. We're moving to newer heights as we continue to give you great content, opportunities to dialogue, to share, and opportunities to leave comments as well, as I'm going to be pulling from those comments and responses and feedback as I'm building out some topics and opportunities and episodes for the coming year. Enjoy the rest of your holiday season. Enjoy your family. If you're by yourself, enjoy yourself. I promise you, you are worth it. Not only want to wish you a Merry Christmas, but also Happy New Year. Don't forget that each and every day that we're alive, we should commit to going, to growing, and to glowing. That's my time. You all be great. Peace.